They threatened to burn down my house, with me and my children inside. They come after you from all sides. I have lost my voice, and I have also lost my identity as a journalist, because we are so afraid of being imprisoned or losing our lives.
For the few critical journalists left inside Nicaragua, those resisting the government's efforts to turn the country into an information black hole, reporting anonymously is the only option they have left. A merciless crackdown on dissent means journalism is practiced by stealth, with reporters foregoing a byline, fearful of the danger it may bring.
Anyone who wants to report outside the red lines set by the government of President Daniel Ortega has to be silenced. We can't do journalism in the open. If you try to record an interview in public, the police will be there in a matter of seconds. We are under constant surveillance. We are afraid. My name no longer appears on any of my work. I am a golpista, the word used by the regime to describe anyone who doesn't conform to the government's agenda.
And this journalist is not the only so-called golpista threatened with jail time or worse. In 2018, spontaneous nationwide protests were violently suppressed by security forces. More than 300 people were killed. Thousands more were injured or arrested and imprisoned. Independent news outlets have paid the price for reporting that story. Investigative journalist Angel Jajona was shot and killed while broadcasting live at a protest. Dozens of media outlets and NGOs have since been raided and shut down. The small number of journalists who've decided to stay in the country live a precarious existence.
Many of those journalists have explained to me that they have their suitcases ready, the papers ready, the children and the families know that at any given moment they may have to flee the country and go across mountains and go across dangerous areas where they can be caught and then end up in jail. Life is very difficult for Nicaraguans who are on exile, and it's not just journalists. You have more than 200,000 Nicaraguans who had to flee the country because otherwise they would have ended up in jail or would have ended up being killed by the Ortega Murillo regime.
In the mass exodus that followed the violence in 2018, some 140 journalists fled the country. Among them was Carlos Fernando Chamorro, an outspoken critic of the government and member of a political and media family that has long stood in opposition to the Ortegas. He now lives and works in exile from Costa Rica.
I went into exile for the first time in 2019 to avoid being taken as a prisoner after my newsroom, Confidencial, had been raided and occupied by the police. And I came to Costa Rica to preserve my freedom and to keep reporting from here. Then I went back to Nicaragua in late November 2019, after some of our colleagues, journalists who had been in prison, had been released. So we said, okay, we're going to test the government. In 2021, I had to leave again because my newsroom was assaulted for a second time, because they also imposed censorship, and they took into prison more than 40 civic leaders, political leaders, presidential candidates, journalists, businessmen, human rights defenders.
That roundup included Juan Lorenzo Holman Chamorro, the publisher of La Prensa, one of the oldest newspapers in Latin America. La Prensa's offices were raided and occupied by police last year, after Holman Chamorro was convicted of money laundering, despite no credible evidence being produced by the authorities. The paper's last remaining employees were forced to leave the country in July. What happened to La Prensa is indicative of a wider pattern of measures against the press, what local journalists call economic asphyxia. a mix of arrests, harassment, occupying newsrooms, and confiscating equipment.
They did everything to finish them off, including not allowing them to have paper, not allowing them to have ink, to the point that in the end, La Prensa, the last printed newspaper in Nicaragua, had to close down. That part of the strategy of Daniel Ortega and Rosario Murillo had been to eliminate any independent media reporting. They bought newspapers, they bought television network where they reported every single day their version of the truth.
Over the last decade, the president and his family have quietly built a vast media empire, gaining ownership or control of nearly every news outlet in the country. Daniel Ortega has come a long way. In the 1970s, he was a socialist revolutionary in the Sandinista National Liberation Front, which in 1979 toppled the US-backed Somoza dictatorship, a political dynasty that had ruled Nicaragua for decades. In 1984, Ortega became president in the first free election in Nicaragua's history. He was voted out and returned to power in 2007 with the help and media savvy of his wife and vice president, Rosario Murillo. Murillo is the face of the government's propaganda, its chief spokeswoman and media strategist.
In Nicaragua, we have a family dictatorship. It is not much different than what the Somoza dictatorship used to be. Ortega, the president, and Rosario Murillo, his wife, they want to impose themselves as a dynasty. And they have imposed a police state in Nicaragua.
Muy buenas tardes, compañera. Buenas tardes, querida familia de esta patria bendita.
Every day in Nicaragua, around noon, we hear the voice of Rosario Murillo, who is the spokeswoman of the government.
Que todos merecemos. Un abrazo a nuestro comandante Daniel, compañeros, compañeras, y vamos adelante. Siempre más allá. En luz, vida y verdad.
And she's not answering any question from any journalist. What you hear is a monologue through the official television and official radio. In that monologue, she may offer peace and love. They will never talk about human rights violations or government corruption. This is simply an alternative reality.
The Listening Post requested interviews with Vice President Rosario Murillo, as well as her son, Daniel Edmundo, also a spokesman, but never heard back. Under Ortega's leadership, Nicaragua has come to resemble the dictatorship he helped overthrow. The utopian ideals of the Sandinista revolution eclipsed by the president's dystopian police state. But despite the government's best efforts to muzzle Nicaraguan journalists, there are those who continue to speak out, albeit from the shadows.
They thought that closing down the media, persecuting journalists, and cutting off their sources of income was the only way they were going to stop reporting in Nicaragua. But we have reinvented ourselves. We have found in social media a great ally to be able to continue spreading information. We are still standing. Neither censorship, nor economic oppression, nor the threat of imprisonment, or even death have been able to stop the independent press from playing its role.